Okay, let's unpack this. I want everyone listening to picture a scenario. I think literally everyone has been through this at some point. It's your first day at a new job.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're a contractor pulling up to a construction site, or you're starting a shift at a retail giant. You are excited, you've got your coffee, you're ready to actually work. But first,
The holding pen.
exactly, the windowless room. You have to sit there and click through a 50-page PDF about fire exits, or watch a slide deck from 2005 about how to lift a box without throwing your back out.
The dreaded safety induction. It is a universal corporate ritual.
It is. It's dry, it's boring, and let's be honest, most people are just speed reading.
Yeah, you're just skimming.
Skimming until you find the next button. But here is the tension, and it's a big one, that information. It is actually life or death important.
It really is.
If you don't know where the hazardous materials are or the evacuation route, people get hurt.
Right. And that is the core conflict we are diving into today. We are looking at the world of environmental, health, and safety training, or EHS.
Okay.
And usually, the problem isn't that the companies don't know the safety rules. The expertise is there. The problem is the delivery mechanism. It's stuck in the past.
Which brings us to our sources for this deep dive. We are looking at a really fascinating collision of two different worlds.
We are.
On one side, we have EasySafe. These guys are heavy hitters in the online safety training world. They work with massive clients like Primark and Bausch and Lomb.
Right.
They have the deep expertise, manual handling, fire safety, contractor induction, all that crucial stuff.
And on the other side, we have the technology layer. We are looking at Auto Content API. Now, this isn't just another ChatGPT wrapper. The
Right.
documentation describes it as an industrial engine for content creation. It is designed to automate the production of audio, video, and text at a scale that, human teams physically cannot match.
So the mission for this deep dive is to connect those dots. We want to explore how a company like EasySafe could take this auto content infrastructure and essentially blow up the old model of safety training.
Yeah, moving from static slides to dynamic, multilingual, multi-format media that people might actually want to consume.
Imagine that.
And we have to start with why this is necessary. It's not just about making things look cooler. The source material highlights a concept called content saturation.
Content saturation. Okay, break that down for me.
Basically, the barrier to growth today isn't distribution. You can post a video or a PDF anywhere instantly. The internet solved distribution.
Sure.
The barrier now is production capacity. EasySafe has the knowledge. They know everything about fire safety, but do they have the time, the resources, the budget to turn that knowledge into a podcast, a video, a TikTok, and a blog post for every single safety rule for every single client?
Right, that is the bottleneck. EasySafe has excellent material, but how do you get that information into the heads of 75,000 employees across 16 countries without bankrupting the company on production costs?
That is the puzzle.
That is the puzzle we're solving today.
Exactly. It's a capacity problem.
So let's start with that scale, because when I was reading through the EasySafe client list, I mean, the numbers are staggering.
They are.
We aren't talking about a small shop where the owner just shouts, "Put on your goggles," across the room.
No. Look at the testimonial from Primark. They are a massive global retail operation.
I'd be able to be talking.
They have over 75,000 colleagues, 430 stores, and they operate in 16 different countries.
75,000 people. That's the population of a small city.
It is.
And EasySafe has to ensure every single one of them gets the same quality of training on things like contractor induction or workstation safety.
It is a logistical nightmare. In the traditional world, what the source material calls the craftsman model content creation is linear.
What do you mean by linear?
Think about it. If EasySafe wants to make a new training video for Primark, someone writes a script, then someone else approves it, then you hire a voice actor, then an editor cuts the video.
It's a chain. And if one link breaks, the whole thing stops.
Oh.
Plus, it's slow.
Right. It is human constrained. If you want 10 times the content, you generally need 10 times the staff, or you just accept that you can't do it.
Which usually means the training stays as a boring PDF because nobody has the budget to make a blockbuster movie about ladder safety.
Precisely. This is where Auto Content API introduces the concept of the automated enterprise.
Okay.
It shifts from that linear craftsman model to a factory assembly line model. It is server constrained, not human constrained.
So instead of building one chair at a time by hand, you are flipping a switch on the production line and churning them out.
That is the analogy, and the cost difference is what makes this viable.
Right, the economics of it.
The sources mention that producing a podcast episode, manually hiring voice actors, studio time editors, can cost anywhere from $150 to over $500 per asset.
Easily. Studio time isn't cheap. And good voice actors have day rates.
With the Auto Content API, the cost for that same asset drops to cents. We are talking 0 to $2, depending on the length.
Okay, hold on. When I hear cents versus hundreds of dollars, my skepticism radar goes off.
Sir?
Usually when things are that cheap, the quality is terrible. Are we just flooding employees with garbage spam?
That is the valid fear. But the industrial engine concept isn't about spam. It's about format shifting.
Okay.
It takes the high-quality verified knowledge that EasySafe already has, the expert rules on fire safety, and just changes the container it comes in.
I see.
It's not inventing new hallucinated safety rules. It's repackaging the expert truth.
So the what is still premium easy safe expertise. The how is cheap automation.
Exactly. And that economic shift changes the strategy. You go from, we can afford to update this safety course once a year, to we can update this every single day if we want to.
That velocity is crucial, especially when we talk about the international aspect. You mentioned Primark is in 16 countries.
Mm-hmm.
That implies a massive language barrier.
Huge. Easy safe explicitly lists multilingual courses as a key benefit. Primark uses the system in 8 different languages. Now, play that out in the old world. A new safety regulation comes out in the UK regarding, say, warehouse stacking heights. What do you have to do?
Well, you write it in English, then you send it to a translation agency. You wait a week. You get it back in Spanish, French, German, Italian.
Then you probably have to record the audio for those.
Right. And it's slow and it's dangerous because while you are waiting for the Spanish translation, the team in Madrid is operating on outdated safety info.
There is a safety lag.
Exactly.
This is where the API's instant globalization comes in. The source says it supports over 50 languages.
50.
50 plus. And it's not just text translation. The API can take an input, say a new policy on safe manual handling, written in English, and automatically transcribe, translate, and resynthesize it into Spanish, German, French, whatever you need.
When you say resynthesize, explain that. Is it just reading the translated text with a robot voice?
No, and this is key. Resynthesizing means creating the audio in that target language, often maintaining the tone and cadence appropriate for that region. So a local contractor in Spain hears the exact same safety nuance as a manager in London, effectively at the same time.
So you are removing the latency.
Mm.
You are removing the excuse of, I didn't get the memo, or I didn't understand the translation.
And from a business perspective for EasySafe, you are multiplying your total addressable market.
How so?
If they create a great course on fire safety, they can instantly sell it in Japan or Brazil without hiring a local team to re-record it. It unlocks the world.
Okay, so we've got scale and we've got language. But I want to talk about the format again, because earlier I mentioned the dreaded PDF.
Right.
EasySafe's catalog mentions online home VDU and contractor induction. But if I'm a contractor, I'm probably not sitting at a desk with a nice monitor and ergonomic chair.
No. You are probably in a van or standing in a parking lot or sitting in a noisy break room.
Right.
Reading a dense 50-page PDF on a smartphone screen is miserable.
It's the worst. You're pinching and zooming, you lose your place.
Mm.
Nobody absorbs information that way. You're just scrolling to the end.
This is where the audio revolution comes in. The source material talks about Auto Content API as a Notebook LM API alternative.
Notebook LM, that's the Google tool, right?
Yeah.
Where the AI hosts chat about a document.
Exactly. It has been very popular because it turns reading into listening. But the API version takes that concept to an enterprise level.
Okay.
It can take a dry text, like a PDF on workstation safety, and transform it into a dynamic two-person dialogue. A podcast, just like we are doing now.
So instead of reading the manual, I'm listening to two people discuss the manual.
Ideally, yes. Imagine that contractor driving to the Bausch & Lomb site.
Okay.
Instead of rushing through a manual when they arrive, they listen to a 10-minute site safety briefing generated by the API during their commute.
That is actually, I would actually do that. It utilizes dead time in the car.
Yeah.
But I have to ask about the quality again.
Yeah.
Does it sound robotic? Because nobody wants to listen to a GPS voice for 10 minutes, turn left to avoid electrocution.
No, that wouldn't work. The source material is very specific about advanced voice engineering. It is not standard text-to-speech. It uses voice cloning and emotive speech. The testimonials mention voices that are natural, steady, and believable. It sounds like a conversation.
You mentioned voice cloning. This brings up something the source called the CEO paradox.
Ah, yes.
That sounds ominous. What is that?
It is a really interesting psychological point. Employees always say they want to hear from leadership. They want the CEO or the site director to give the safety briefing because it shows it matters.
Of course, if the big boss says it, it's law.
Right. If the boss says it, it is important. If a generic HR rep says it is optional. But the paradox is that those high-level leaders never have the time to record content.
Right, they're busy running the company. They can't spend 4 hours in a recording booth every week.
So the employees want what the CEO can't give
Exactly.
until now.
Boom.
With voice cloning, EasySafe could clone the specific site director's voice for a client like Bausch + Lomb.
Okay.
The API could then generate daily safety updates narrated by the boss without the boss ever entering a recording booth.
That is incredibly powerful for psychological buy-in. But
Yeah.
is it weird to hear your boss saying things they didn't actually say into a microphone?
It requires transparency, for sure. You have to say, this is an AI-generated message from the director. But the effect that the mental availability is still there.
Mental
The
availability.
leader's voice is present in your ear, reinforcing the culture constantly. It makes safety feel personal to the leadership.
Mental availability,
Oh,
I like
yeah.
that term. It is about taking up space in the brain.
Precisely.
However, safety is also very visual.
It is.
If you're teaching manual handling, like EasySafe does, you need to show how to lift the box with your knees, not your back. Audio can't really do that.
No.
You can't describe a fire exit route on a podcast effectively.
Absolutely. And Auto Content API isn't just audio. It has an endpoint for creating explainer videos.
How does that work? Is it filming stock footage?
It is generative. You feed it text or a URL, and it generates a video. It can include AI avatars, so you have a person presenting along with subtitles and relevant visuals.
So EasySafe could take their text-based workstation safety course and turn it into a series of 60-second videos.
Yes. And there is a huge SEO benefit here too, which EasySafe would care about for their own marketing.
Oh, interesting.
The source mentions that pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
That is a massive stat. But for the actual safety training, I am thinking about the younger workforce. We live in the TikTok era. Attention spans are short. If it's not under 60 seconds, it doesn't exist.
They are short. And the API supports vertical video 9.16 aspect ratio. Think YouTube Shorts or TikToks.
So, safety tips of the day in a vertical format that fits on a phone screen.
Exactly. And this brings us back to that cost arbitrage we talked about. Making a custom video manually costs hundreds of dollars. The API does it for about 400 credits, which is roughly 4 euros.
So, euros versus $300.
That price difference allows for what they call creative testing at scale. EasySafe could flood a client's internal social channel with different safety reminders, some funny, some serious, some animated, to see what actually gets engagement.
You can't do that if every video costs a fortune. It is the difference between a sniper rifle hoping one expensive shot hits and a shotgun.
Right. You can just put the content out there and ensure it is seen. It allows for experimentation.
Interesting.
Maybe the cartoon avatar works better than the serious
Oh.
avatar. You wouldn't know unless you tried both, and now you can afford to.
Okay, but, and this is a big but, in the safety world, it is not enough to just watch a video.
No.
The government doesn't care if you watched it, they care if you learned it.
Compliance, the most fun word in business.
Exactly. If an accident happens, Primark needs to prove that employee was trained. They need a paper trail.
EasySafe emphasizes real-time reporting and maintaining a compliance database. Primark specifically mentioned this as a key benefit.
So how does the automation help with the paperwork? Because making the video is one thing, grading the quiz is another.
Well, the Auto Content API doesn't just output media, it outputs quizzes.
Oh, interesting. So it knows what it just talked about.
Yes. So the loop would be the employee listens to that generated safety podcast on their commute. Then the API auto-generates a quiz based on that specific conversation.
Okay.
The employee takes it on their phone, and the results feed directly into EasySafe's reporting system.
So the loop is closed. Content, consumption, verification, all automated.
Correct. And there's one more layer to this compliance piece that I find really fascinating, keeping up with the law.
Yeah, safety regulations change all the time. New fire codes, new chemical handling standards.
The API has a deep research endpoint. It uses agents from Gemini or OpenAI to scan the web.
So it is not just making things up, it's checking sources.
No, it is reading reputable sources. Imagine EasySafe setting up a recurring research task, scan for new EU Fire Safety Directives 2026. The API runs a daily scan.
And if it finds something?
If it finds something, say a new rule about fire extinguisher height, it generates a briefing document for the safety manager.
Or even automatically drafts a script updating the training course.
Potentially, yes. It turns the safety manager from a researcher who spends hours digging through government websites into an editor.
Wow.
They just approve the update and the system regenerates the course in all 8 languages.
That is mind-blowing. It really is an industrial engine. It changes the role of the human from creator to supervisor.
Exactly.
You are steering the ship, not rowing it.
That is the shift.
But I have to ask the practical question. We have all seen software that promises the world but requires a PhD to install.
Sure.
How hard is this to actually build? Do you need a team of Silicon Valley engineers to plug this in?
The source material says it is designed to be no-code friendly. It integrates with platforms like Make.com and Zapier.
Okay, so drag and drop automation. If this happens, do that.
Exactly. Let's construct a scenario. Think about a reaction loop. Let's say an incident is reported on a factory floor. Someone slips on an oil spill in warehouse B. That gets logged in a CRM.
Okay. The incident is logged.
That log triggers a webhook. The API sees slip in warehouse B. It instantly generates a safety alert, video and podcast about floor hazards and specific cleanup protocols.
And it sends it out.
And distributes it to all staff phones within minutes.
Wow. So the training isn't just something you do once a year. It is reacting to what is happening on the ground right now.
That is the dream. Real-time safety culture. You aren't just training for the theoretical, you are training for the reality of the day.
And the cost for this, I mentioned the per unit cost, but what is the commitment? Is EasySafe signing a $1 million contract to access this engine?
No, and that is smart. It operates on a credit model. Plans start from amateur at 24 euro a month up to high volume at 166 euros a month.
That seems incredibly accessible, even for smaller companies.
It is, and the credit model is crucial for EasySafe's business type. Think about retail clients like Primark.
Oh, right.
They hire a ton of people around the holidays.
Seasonal staff, right. November and December are crazy.
So induction demand spiked in November. With a credit model, EasySafe can scale up production during those heavy induction periods and scale down later without having to hire and fire a creative team.
It makes the business model elastic. You pay for what you use. That is huge for cash flow.
Exactly. It aligns the cost with the revenue.
So when we step back and look at this picture, we have EasySafe providing the expertise that they know how to keep people safe.
Mm-hmm.
And Auto Content API is providing the how.
That is the synthesis. EasySafe has the structured knowledge. Auto Content API is the engine to turn that knowledge into unlimited formats.
And it changes the whole vibe of safety training.
It shifts it from a compliance box to check, something you do once and forget, into mental availability.
Right.
It means safety is present in your ear, in your social feed, in your daily briefing.
Which, ironically, is the best way to actually keep people safe. Not by memorizing a PDF, but by being constantly nudged.
It is. It's about presence.
Before we wrap up, I want to leave the listeners with a thought that came up in the source material. It mentions something called the agentic web.
Ah, yes. The future.
The idea is that AI agents, like the ones in our phones, are going to be reading content to answer our questions.
Right. Today, we read manuals. Tomorrow, we might just ask our phone.
So here is the provocative thought. In the future, will human employees even read safety manuals? Or will they just stand in front of a stack of boxes and ask their AI, is it safe to stack these this high?
And that AI will rely on the answer generated from EasySafe's structured data.
Exactly. So maybe the pretty video matters less than we think in the long run, and the structure of the data matters more than anything.
Yeah.
If EasySafe provides the source of truth, the AI agent provides the answer.
That is a fascinating place to end. The format might change from PDF to podcast to agent, but the truth remains the value.
A huge thank you to everyone for listening to this deep dive. Stay safe out there, and we will catch you on the next one.